T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Wanted to send good vibes, thoughts, prayers, all of that to Ryan Switzer and his family from this weekend. Just a harrowing situation if you were following Ryan Switzer on Twitter. His son Christian, 9 months old, apparently had COVID, was bleeding the other night. Didn't know the origin of that, as Switzer wrote, and wound up in the hospital, wound up having surgery, stabilized. But this morning, Ryan reports, still waiting for results of the tissue, tests on tissue to come back to find out the origin of the bleeding. So he finished his quote by saying, "Please add my wife to the prayer list, as she has to be strong for the both of us," meaning him and his son Christian at the hospital. So just an awful story involving Ryan Switzer, and best thoughts, all prayers out to him and his family this morning. Ron?
Yeah, whenever you have a sick child, there is literally absolutely nothing worse in the world. And I think I saw that he tweeted, because of COVID, you know, only one of them is allowed to be with the child in the hospital. So he's kind of, you know, his wife, that's what he said, she's doing everything here. But there is nothing worse. You know, we all have children, and, you know, everybody's worst nightmare is that they get sick. So I'm with you. You know, good thought to the Switzer family, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say other than prayers for them, because that's a tough situation to be in, especially 9 months old. My goodness. You know, but there are very capable and talented people out there who take care of these situations, and it's got to be, you know, for him not to be there. You know, I understand the mother is in there, should be there, but it's unfortunate that both can't be there, because it's got to be crazy not to be around your family in a situation like this. But, you know, hopefully they'll get to the bottom of it. And, you know, the bottom line is they reacted pretty quickly. But it's sad to see, no matter, and it just goes to show you, it could happen to anybody at any time. So, yeah, continue to pray for the Switzers. And Ryan's a really good person, too. He takes a lot of heat on Twitter, but if you ever got a chance to meet him, he's a really grounded, a very faith-driven person, and I think that'll help him, Joe, in times like this.
Definitely. Meanwhile, with the team on the field, we had this from Peter King today, talking about Ben's contract. Here's what Peter King wrote. Includes the phony voidable years, we know that. And the deal voids 5 days after the Super Bowl, King writes. So it seems like, and Jerry Dulac wrote this too, I believe, it seems like the 2021 season will be Roethlisberger's final one in Pittsburgh and likely in the NFL, Peter King writes. It certainly would appear, Ron, as though the structure of this deal is absolutely pointing to this being a farewell tour of sorts for Ben, no matter what.
I mean, Dulac maintained that right from the very start. I think he used the word virtually guarantees this will be his last year here because of how that contract is. And you know, that doesn't mean things can't change. It virtually doesn't mean impossible for him to come back. But, you know, I'm kind of looking at this as it's going to be his last year, Bob. And, you know, I hope he makes the best of it and gives them a chance to have some success. I certainly think he's still capable of doing that. But do I think this is going to be his last year? I really do. Yes, Bob.
Yeah, and I think it's an opportunity, guys, for him to come back and you know, make up for what happened at the end of the year. Also, I think he probably did not want to go out without having an opportunity to perform in front of fans. And I think by next year we should start seeing people in the stadiums, hopefully 100%. And I do think that was something that probably bothered him. But more than anything, I think he just wants to try to give it one shot to win one more time, something that a lot of people don't think is possible. He's a very good competitive person when it comes to that. And I think, you know, 2 years removed from this arm surgery, I think you're going to see a guy who's going to come out there and still zip the ball around, maybe not deep as much as he had, but with an added run game. And I think they will make an attempt to do that. His efficiency should improve compared to what we saw down the stretch, Joe.
Here's the other thing that Peter King wrote. Ben is, quote, very much on board with the team's sole offseason focus of revamping the run game after a putrid 3.62-yard average. He understands that's going to be the emphasis in Canada's playbook, and he's accepted the rebuilding of the offensive line, including Pouncey's retirement, and he knows with the cap getting chopped league-wide and the Steelers needing money, the locker room would appreciate him taking that $5 million haircut. He's in a great frame of mind, said a good friend of his to Peter King. He really wanted to come back and take a legit shot this year. That's kind of what I thought from the beginning here, is none of this could have been a surprise. I mean, he had to know going in what the deal was. It was very obvious that it's likely they're going to lose some people. It seemed likely from the time they sat on the bench together that Pouncey was going to be gone. None of this could have been a surprise to Ben, Ron.
No, and I believe every word of that. I think he wants to win more than anything else. He is an incredible competitor, and I think he's okay with whatever Canada does. And I think he'll learn, you know, if he realizes and sees that it's going to help them win, I think he will be all on board. I can certainly imagine him being in a pretty good spot. He wants to play. That's the number one thing. And he doesn't have much choice, I guess, if he doesn't. You know, if he wants to play and he doesn't want to go along with any kind of changes, Bob, he doesn't have much choice if he wants to play. But I also think that everybody on that team has to notice that he's taking a pay cut here and, you know, wants to do everything he can to win. And I think that can only help him in that locker room, Bob.
Well, I totally agree. And in most cases in this situation where you see an older quarterback who is, you know, coming off the end of the season that he had, most guys wouldn't even be retained, or if so, they'd be trying to look for another job, but there would not be a pay cut. He did them a favor, stuck up for what he was going to do and believed in, and he did it. Now it's time to go out and, you know, he has to be full into what's going on here, and I think he is. I think he wants to have – why wouldn't you want to have a successful run game? I honestly believe they got away from it last year for a lot of reasons, but one of them was they knew they couldn't do it very well. For whatever reason, they started strong, and that's, to me, that's the head-scratching part of all of last year, Ron and Joe, is that they started with a really productive run game, and they relied on it, really, and then all of a sudden it went away. I don't understand why it went away, but I do know that it wasn't good in weeks. I look back at week 6, 7, 8, it just didn't go well, and then they totally got away from it, so they need to start there, Joe, and that's going to be the emphasis of the offseason, I'm sure.
When you say he did them a favor, are you talking the guys in the locker room or the team itself, Bob?
I think the team itself, in that I think he remains their best option. I've said that from the beginning. I think if they believe that Mason Rudolph could be their guy right now, they would have made that choice likely, but they're not convinced of that, so they believe – for a franchise that doesn't want to just throw a year away, they believe they can be competitive. If they do the right moves, they should be in the mix. And I think that's kind of how they approach every year, and I think that's a good way to go. So I think he did them as a team a favor by, you know, be willing to take a pay cut and by willing to endorse what the new coordinator will bring to the table. And I think, you know, we'll see if that happens, but I think he has to be on board with it, and I think he is, Ron.
Well, I think he did both a favor. I mean, obviously, he helped the team out under a tough salary cap situation, you know, by agreeing to take the cut. But he also helped out his teammates because now there's a little more money to try to spend to make them better. And that's going to benefit everyone. So I think this was just a kind of a win-win situation for everyone, Joe. And, you know, we'll see. No guarantees, certainly, you know, that they're going to end up winning because of this, but I think this gives them their best chance.
I do, too. I'm just not sure I would characterize it as him doing a favor to the team. Don't you think, Bob, this was more of a this is what we have, take it or leave it type deal?
Well, I think he made that available to them in a leverage play by saying that he would play for whatever. Cash wasn't a factor to him. Whenever you say that, okay, then they'll try to, you know, take you up on your word. But I really believe that they believe that he's their best answer for one more year. And I think they and I agree with this, I think the arm, while a lot of people look at him falling apart, it may be more than an arm situation. Maybe just his knees affecting him. But I think the arm's going to be fine. And I think if he gets protected and does the right things, he can execute the offense better than anyone on that roster. And that's why I think it's good for them to have him back.
Top of the hour. Do you think it's good for the Steelers to have Ben back? 412-928-9370. We also have Bob's Monday showdown, which the name of which I keep forgetting. But he's going to give up some topics. The midday showdown. Ron and I are going to go head-to-head on those topics. But what about this thing with Ben? And I'm not convinced, by the way, that it's going to go great with Matt Canada either. Everything's hunky-dory right now. Everything's wonderful right now. What if Ben has a different idea of how to win? He's been around the NFL for 17 years. Matt Canada has never been a coordinator in the league before. Let's talk about that a little bit coming up on Pomp and the Other Guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.